الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected friends, brothers and elders in Islam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, the Nabi of Allah addressed the Sahaba, and he mentioned something very, very pertinent. The narrator of the hadith is Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that the Nabi of Allah mentioned, لا يلقى الله أحد بشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلا دخل الجنة ما لم يخلط معها غيرها رددها ثلاثا. The Nabi of Allah mentioned that whoever bears testimony that there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does not ascribe partners with Allah in any way, then such a person will enter Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that such a person will enter Jannah provided he does not mix his faith, his iman with anything else. Provided he does not pollute, he does not do anything that is against this iman, against faith and tawheed. As long as he does not mix his iman with anything, he will enter Jannah. So the Nabi of Allah mentioned this for the first time. Then the Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned for the second time. And then Nabi ﷺ mentioned this for the third time. The one who bears testimony that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, and he does not ascribe partners with Allah, such a person will enter Jannah. Provided he does not mix his faith, his iman with anything that is averse to iman, anything that can pollute that iman, can affect the iman. So when Rasulullah mentioned this for the first time, for the second time, for the third time, the commentators of hadith mentioned that it seemed like the Nabi of Allah was waiting for some response from the Sahaba, that perhaps in the crowd somebody might ask, O Nabi of Allah, what does this mean that provided he doesn't mix his faith with anything else? What does this mean? But the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in were people of great respect and honor. The Sahaba are of respect, remained silent. They didn't ask any question. Until after the third time when the Nabi of Allah repeated this, so there was one servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْ قَاسِيَةِ النَّاسِ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا يَخْلِطُ مَعَهَا غَيْرَهَا. The Sahabi say, O Nabi of Allah, what does this mean? That as long as the person doesn't mix his iman, his faith with anything else, he will enter Jannah. What does this mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَأَثَرَةٌ لَهَا وَجَمْعًا لَهَا وَرِضًا بِهَا وَعَمَلِ الْجَبَّارِينَ رواه البيهقي في شعب الإيمان. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the meaning of as long as he does not mix his iman and faith with anything averse to it, refers to as long as he does not give preference to the dunya over deen. If he gives preference to dunya over deen, then he has definitely mixed something with his faith and with his iman that will affect that iman, that will pollute that iman. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the love of this world, giving preference to it over everything else, amassing the wealth of this world, going on and on showing mahabbat and love to the world, where that love exceeds bounds, and the person now he leaves the deen one side, is more towards dunya, and then he begins to behave like the kuffar, dealing with people in a very cruel and a very, very evil and wrong way. Brothers, this hadith of Rasulullah SAW tells volumes. There's so much of wisdom, there's so much of lesson, there's so much of goodness for the ummah in this one hadith of the Nabi of Allah. Each person seated here, we all want the road to Jannah. And we all know the road to Jannah is iman. But the Nabi of Allah is on this road to Jannah. It should not be that he gets attracted to the side shows on the road, and it takes him off the path of iman, off the path of deen. That way now he begins to give secondary importance to deen and primary importance to dunya. Just for our understanding, a person is leaving South Africa to go for Umrah. He's leaving South Africa to go for Hajj. Now what is the purpose of the journey? The purpose of the journey is Hajj. The purpose of the journey is Umrah. Imagine everybody is going in one direction. This banda also is traveling on the same flight. And then when he comes to Haramain Sharifain, all his time he spends in the shopping centers, he doesn't even see Kaabatullah, he doesn't even see the Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Nabawi. But when he comes back from the journey, he brings a lot of dunya back. He got gifts for his wife, he got gifts for his children, for the family members, for his friends, everybody. But he never performed Hajj. He never performed Umrah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat sent us in this dunya for a purpose. What is that purpose? That purpose was the masjid. That purpose was salah. That purpose was the pleasure of Allah. That purpose was Quran Majid. That purpose was fulfilling whatever Allah wanted at every moment in our lives with regard to the rights we owe to Allah, to Rasulullah SAW, to deen, to our parents, to our family. At every juncture there's certain rights that are being directed to the servant of Allah. Now if a person got so much enmeshed in dunya, so much engrossed in dunya, that he's only concerned about turning the digits, and worried about the next trip, holiday trip that he's going to make. So he made a lot of money. He did a lot of things. And even might have acquired that wealth through halal also, halal means and avenues. But he never come to the masjid for salah. In the month of Ramadan, the tilawat wasn't there. His strive all the time was not for deen, it was only aimed towards dunya, amassing. He needed to give time to his parents, to his family, to teach them deen, but he didn't do this. We find that definitely this banda is falling short in deen. He's giving preference to dunya over deen. This other day, one person mentioned, he said, you know, this certain person, he's got a very top job. Very top job he's got. He's all the time flying to this country, that country, whatever. And he's earning mega bucks, a lot of wealth, he's earning a lot of money. But the whole month, he has to fly. He has to fly the whole month. But he's getting a lot of money, lot of wealth. He's getting a lot of wealth. So someone said that, yeah, but you know, on the flight, There's the air hostess there, and there's a lot of attractions and haram that takes place. No, he's taking cargo, you know. He doesn't see all those things. His state is taking cargo, one country, another country. He doesn't have that. So the Ali mentioned, he says, okay, alhamdulillah, shukr, he might be safeguarded from certain type of fitnas that generally pilots are faced with when flying. But the whole month is only flying. What about the rights he owes to his wife? What about the rights that he owes to his children? What about the rights he owes to the masjid? He can't perform Jummah Salah. He can't perform obviously 5 daily Salah in the house of Allah. He can't perform it. He definitely. So why is, but the money is halal, you know. But that money is halal is not, that's not the only thing, you know. It's not just that, you know, Sana approved. It's not the only thing. It's not anything, you know, that I'm bringing the stuff and I'm selling it in my shop. Alhamdulillah, it's okay, you know, I'm not stealing or something. That's not the only thing. Is that you see, this dunya has taken him away from Allah. Has taken him away from the house of Allah. So many obligations in deen. How all these things went away. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak is going to ask him that you had children, that did you teach them deen? Were you concerned? You weren't around. So a person in his shop, he's in his business, a person is wherever. At every moment he must understand that I am on duty. I'm on duty. I'm answerable to Allah. I'm not off duty. I'm mu'min. It's all the time. So in this hadith, the Nabi of Allah is drawing our attention to this important fact that why the help of Allah is withdrawn from the ummah. In one hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ, when the Muslim ummah will get involved in commerce and trade, and that commerce and trade will have elements of riba, interest, haram dealings, fraudulent dealings in it. إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ, when my ummah will begin to adopt the ways of the kuffar in business dealings. وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَزْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ, and they'll be more concerned about their livestock and farming. وَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ, agriculture. Some person worried about farming, agriculture. Some worry about the livestock. Some person is worried about business transactions and dealings. وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and striving in the path of Allah, which was the purpose of this ummah coming in this world. That will be given secondary importance or no importance. وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, Allah Pak is saying striving in the path of Allah, striving for deen. It doesn't have to be only jihad. Every effort to see the upliftment of deen in my life, the life of my wife, my kids, my family, my community, the ummah at large should be the fikr of every mu'min. Rasulullah says, وَتَرَكْتُمُ, the ummah will leave this. سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Zullan, Allah Pak will beset upon them disgrace. La yanzi'u Allahu minhum abada. Allah will never remove the disgrace from the ummah thereafter. Hatta tarji'u ila deenikum, until you come back to the way of the sahaba. Come back to deen. Allahu Akbar. So when we speak about giving preference to dunya over deen, what do we mean? Person should understand, you know, Malana, what do we mean giving preference, you know? So there's a three W's, you know. The first W is wealth, you know. Imam Ghazali rahimullah in Ihya Ulumuddin mentioned an incident in the time of Bani Israel. He says there was all the time he was engaged in ibadat, all the time. But there was a group of people that came to him and they told him that close by there's a certain tribe, and this tribe they are worshipping a certain tree. This person was a muwahid, he's a great abid, worshipper of Allah. When he heard about this, immediately he became upset, infuriated and angry. So he woke up, he took the axe and he said, these people are worshipping Ghairullah, this tree. Let me go and cut off this tree, I'll chop it down. They're making shirk. So he takes that axe and he goes. As he comes towards the tree, Shaitan comes in the form of an old man. In those days, Shaitan used to come, meet people. So Shaitan came, Shaitan, what are you doing? He said, no, people are worshipping this tree, I'm going to go cut this tree down. So he said that, no, I won't allow you. How does this concern you? You are a person in ibadat. You turn worry about your ibadat, man. Doesn't it concern you, this worry about the three? So he said that, no, the people are making shirk, I have to go and do it. So they enter into a battle, into a fight, and this RBD floors Shaitan, he drops him to the ground. So then, Shaitan wakes up and tells him, see, if you cut this tree, the people will take another tree. Right? So don't worry, and Allah Pak didn't send you in the world to cut off this tree. If Allah Pak wanted, he would have sent the Anbiya to cut off this tree. But he didn't do this. Why are you worried about this? Worry about your ibadat only. He said, no, I should be worried about this also. The ummah is going on the wrong. They are worshipping ghairullah. So again they entered into battle, and second time he flawed Shaitan down. So Shaitan woke up, he said, okay, see, I want to present a proposal to you. He said, what's the proposal? He said, if you cut this tree down, people will go take another tree. Cut the second, third tree. So he's going to, it'll be a continuous thing. I propose to you that I will give you 3 gold coins. The 3 gold coins every day, when you wake up in the morning, tahajjud time, under your pillow, you'll find it there. With this, you can take care of your own needs, your wife, your children, your extended family, the poor, the needy. So much good you can do. With this money, I'm going to give you this. How much charitable works and charitable causes you can spend. Here is only 1 tree. You're going to cut off the tree, end of the story. People might take the next tree, but now if you got this, you can do a lot of things with the money. So he said, hey, I think it's a good idea. So he went home. The next day, he picked up the pillow, he saw the 3 gold coins. He was quite happy. Second day, the gold coins were there. The third day, the gold coins weren't there. He quickly walked, he took the axe, I'm going to cut the tree. Mr. Shaitan came again, in the form of an old man. He said, what are you doing? He said, no, I'm going to cut this tree. He said, that now, what do you want to worry about this tree? Again, they entered into a discussion, a dialogue, and then he said, no, definitely I'm going to cut the tree. Then they both entered into a fight. And this time Shaitan dropped him. So the man was surprised. So he asked Shaitan that, before I was so strong, I dropped you in no time. Now you overpowered me. So Shaitan told him, see, before you were doing it only for the pleasure, for the sake of Allah. Now you're doing it for the money. This wealth has come in. A person is moving so well in deen. And then some business deals come his way. And there is very lucrative, but he has to compromise in his deen. He has to sacrifice his deeni principles. He has to go on the riba route, take a loan on interest from the bank. He has to take out the insurance. He has to do this. And he knows in the back of his mind, it's haram. That happiness and success will be out of the window, brothers. The money will come. He'll appease himself. I can spend here. I'll go for Umrah. I'll go fi sabilillah. 4 months in the path of Allah. I'll have a lot of money. You know, a lot of things I'll be able to do. But Shaitan is bluffing him, he's giving preference to dunya over deen. The barakah will go away, happiness will be out of his life, you know. Then this is the first W. The second W is woman, you know. Person gets entangled in the love of woman. When you speak of woman, we speak about sensual pleasures. The cell phone, the internet, the TV, the haram is watching. Allahu Akbar. And there you find that YouTube now, even YouTube, woman watching halal videos of buzrug, alims giving bayans. How can this be halal? How can this be halal? You know, they say, no, he's a buzrug. If he's a buzrug, he won't be on this channel. He won't be doing haram. Allah's men don't do this thing, you know. And this woman say, hey, how handsome this alim is. If I had the opportunity, I should marry him, you know. This is now people saying. So what happened? Is this deen or this is dunya? Is this, for Allah or Shaitan? So we don't have to tell a person. So now is everything is halal. Halal insurance. Halal banks. Halal. Everything. But it's haram. Everything. Haram TV stations. Haram. So now it's the pull, you know. So a person might be performing salah, doing fi sabilillah, 4 months in the path of Allah. He's doing a lot of things. But he's washing down the good. He's washing it, you know. He's washing it away, you know. Once I went to this one shop, this person was watching a video there. I came, it's a Muslim person. Ramzan is finished. I told him, what should we say? No, I'm watching. I said, hey, the whole Ramzan ibadat is down the drain, man. He's watching that whole thing, you know. So here we find that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Pak sent him and Hawa alayhi salam to the world. Allah blessed him with male and female issues in pairs. Every time Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam delivered, she delivered a male and female issue. It's at the beginning of the earth, so the earth had to start now. So at the time of nikah, Allah Pak commanded Adam alayhi salam that the boy and girl born from the same pair cannot marry each other. One boy from one pair will marry a girl from another pair. So Allah Pak sent the hukum that Habil should get married to Qabil's sister. Qabil must get married to Habil's sister. But Qabil wasn't happy. Qabil said, my sister born from my pair is more beautiful than Habil's sister. I'm not happy to accept this decision. Adam alayhi salam told his son, this is the command of Allah, Allah's decision. He told his father that, no, this is your own opinion. In the kitab of Tafsir, this is mentioned. He told his father, Adam alayhi salam, it's your own opinion. You know, when I read, I said, today's time when a person don't want to accept what the ulama says, I think it's your own opinion, you know, with due respect, you know. He said, no, it's not with due respect, yeah. I'm quoting from Quran and Hadith, you know. It's not, you know. So Adam alayhi salam told his son, it's not my opinion, it's the command of Allah. He said, no, I don't accept. Adam alayhi salam was getting wahi from Allah. So Allah Pak mentioned, both must present a sacrifice. And this will determine in the sight of Allah who's on the haq and who's on batil. So Habil put his sacrifice, the best animal he had, he put there. Qabil, he was agricultural, he used to grow crop, he put the worst. Allah Pak made the fire came from above and took the ram or the sheep of Hazrat Habil, which was a sign of acceptance. Qabil was burning from within. He wasn't happy. First thing is that now you're going to get my sister more beautiful. I have to be landed up with your sister. She's not as beautiful. Now Allah Pak even accepted your sacrifice. Mine is rejected. He became angry. So he waited for his father Adam alayhi salam to go for Hajj. As long as his father was around, he couldn't do anything. When Adam alayhi salam went for Hajj, Qabil came to his brother, and then he told him that now I'm going to kill you because your sacrifice was accepted, mine was rejected. Allah Pak speaks about this in Quran. So what was the cause for him going astray? It was the love of woman, self, the sensual pleasures. So he told him, "Laim basatta ilay yadaka, if you stretch your hand to kill me, I won't do the same. I won't do wrong. Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah." And they cold-blooded, he killed his brother. Qabil killed Habil. The first killing took place on planet Earth. Allama Suyuti Rahimullah mentioned the first time the Earth simmered, there was an earthquake that happened with the first killing. And Qabil became a kafir. He rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen and the commands of Allah. He became kafir, the first kafir. The first guna that happened on planet Earth because of the love of woman. Rejection of deen. So today's time, people say that, you know, LGBTQ, this is our right, you know. We can marry who we want, we can do what we want, no one must tell us. We want to live without boundaries, without borders. Allah's deen is that you bow down and you accept what Allah says, not what you say, not what everybody else says, what Allah says alone. The second W, one is wealth, one is woman, and the third W is how you say www.com, is that this is internet, and now is the AI. He says, AI is zamana. People think that, you know, we're really progressing. Brothers, this AI is destroying our deen. It's a product of the kuffar that has been manufactured to destroy our deen. People say, no, we don't have to ask the ulama. We'll go and ask the AI masail. The AI is giving wrong maslas. All wrong maslas. And people are following it. And the whole deen of Allah is getting destroyed. So if you all want the barakat and the noor of our deen to be preserved, we cannot join dunya with deen. We have to understand the limits of Shariat. Otherwise, when we pass away, when we reach Allah, Allah won't be happy with us. We reach Rasulullah, we won't be happy, we won't find. My Ustad Mulana Harun Sahab, I'll just end on this note. One person had seen Hazrat Mulana Rahimullah in a dream. Now, if you all know Hazrat Mulana Harun Rahimullah was a man of deen, the man of the sunnah. He lived on the sunnah, he passed away on the sunnah. When he passed away, Hazrat Rasulullah came to receive him and take him to the hereafter. Yeah, I don't have time to go into the details of this dream. Such a great buzrug. So someone seen Mulana in a dream after he passed away and asked this buzrug that, you know, how is it in the hereafter? Hazrat Mulana mentioned, alhamdulillah, Allah forgave us also. Alhamdulillah, we're in a very good state and condition. And people who are sending rewards are sending it to us, we're receiving. Mulana said, alhamdulillah, we're receiving a lot of rewards, ever sending. Mulana said, one thing we're finding that the noor of the ibadat is not there. A lot of ibadat people are sinning, but there's no nur. Because why is that together with ibadat, the people are doing a lot of good deeds, but they are doing a lot of sins and gunas in their lives. The taqwa is not there. As a result, the nur of all the good deeds they're doing is getting washed away. Allah Pak give me an all tawfiq of making amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.